Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos, select styles only.
This meeting is being recorded.
Hello, and welcome to Power of Attorney podcast. I am your host, LaTanya Moore. Today I have with me Miss Altravise Peltzer. She is all things success, right? She's a best-selling author, professional speaker. She's a live streamer, life coach, and founder of the World Voice League. She also hosts the Speakeasy podcast and your number one podcast for unscripted perspectives on becoming and staying a successfully paid speaker. Altravise is a contributing author to the number one best-selling book, Speak Up, The Ultimate Guide to Dominate in the Speaking Industry. She with that book, though, world-renowned speaking legends Dr. George Frazier and Les Brown wrote the foreword and afterword of the book. At her core, Altravise is a mom of four that will break out into impromptu dance parties, take a beach trip, or read a book. Homelessness and molestation greatly affected Altravise. She hit a turning point in her personal life after decades of being silent about her molestation story, even after finding out both her girls were molested. This was the catalyst for her decision to motivate women to leverage their life circumstances by learning to love their voice. She takes women from abuse to applause by equipping them to define, accept, and use their voice as a speaker. You can find out more about all of the great things that Altravise is working on by going to www.altravisepeltzer.com. Today, we are going to be talking about her upcoming book. It is an anthology called A Stage of Their Own. So, Altravise, welcome to the Power of Attorney podcast.
Thank you so much for having me as a guest. I appreciate being able to talk to your audience.
Awesome. So you certainly have so many wonderful things that are going on. And I know we have a short time today, so we're going to be talking about your most recent anthology that is coming out very soon. Tell us, what was the motivation or the mission behind A Stage of Their Own?
You know, it was interesting for me as an African-American woman finding that a lot of times deciding that you're going to create a movement is something that we think of in our head. But when we get out there, there's no real set standards. There's no real set steps and guidelines for creating a movement. A lot of times there are different things that are kind of, you know, taking our focus off of what our movement is, and you get, you know, distracted by the social media and all of these other things, but we forget the fact that we started this because we wanted to serve somebody. And so this A Stage of Their Own was my idea of coming together with other authors and other people who have created their own movements or in the process of creating a movement, and saying to them, what did it look like for you? What was the beginning, the middle, and where do you see it going in the next 5 years? And literally putting it all together and putting it before those of you that have a story or a message that you're trying to make into a movement.
Wow, that's awesome, because, you know, in recent years, that's been sort of the in vogue thing, that you know, in order to be successful, you have to be a part of a movement, and the movement is what propels you to all of these different levels, whether it's being on stages or being the go-to expert for whatever it is that you're working on and so forth. And so bringing all of that power together, what was it like once you said, okay, I'm going to do an anthology? Because realistically, you know, certainly you have the chops to have done this, you know, just all on your own. So pulling this group together, what was the strategy in deciding who you would accept for the book?
So it was interesting, because originally I wanted it to be 25 authors. I was heck bent on having 25 authors in the book, and we ended with just having 13, and that includes myself. But the stories, the messages that are being shared from these 13 authors, man, I couldn't have had it any other way. From being a woman who is the spa boss, the spa queen who is creating a movement of helping African-American women open up their own spa business all across the U.S., to a young lady who learned how to get through postpartum depression using health and wellness and exercise and, you know, essential oils and things of that nature. These are the things that we need to be having conversations about on a regular basis that don't always make it to the news. They don't always make it to, you know, our favorite radio station or our favorite podcast, simply because they're behind the scenes doing so much work. And I love the work that they're doing. So I wanted to highlight them for what it was that they were doing.
Awesome. And again, it's always, you know, I love stories when I see other people not just sharing their own platform, but providing a platform for others to really, you know, a safe space. Nowadays, with social media and everything being so public and so instant and leaks here, leaks there, you know, there are very few places where I think people can feel safe in sharing intimate details and sharing their information and things that happen to them. And so certainly kudos to you for extending this opportunity to your 13 wonderful authors.
Thank you. You know, it was interesting. I've had a discussion with some of my clients and I said, you know, we come into this industry or whatever industry you're coming into, and there's always this idea of, can I get a seat at the table? You know, can I get a seat at their table, at the quote unquote table? And it's not always easy to get a seat at the table for whatever the reason, because you're a single mother, because you're a divorcee, because you're someone who may have dropped out of high school or not finished college. There's so many different labels that are placed upon us that kind of keep us from having that seat at the table. And I said, you know, a stage of their own is literally those who have said, you know what, I may not have a seat at their table, but not only can I bring my own seat, but I'm going to say, you know, forget their table. I'm going to create my own table and bring my own seat and open up the opportunities for other people. And so that's exactly what this was. A stage of their own is us creating our own stage, saying that single mom, you can do it. Divorcee, you can do it. Single dad, you can do it. Look at what I have been able to accomplish and understand that you can do it as well.
Fabulous. Now, I know that you have in the time that we have left, I really want them to know where they can, let's start with, where can they get a copy of the book?
So you'll be able to go to my Amazon account and be able to get it. If you go to bit.ly/press-series, you'll actually be able to see all of the books that are available. This one comes out June 29th. I'm super excited about it, but you'll also be able to see all of the other books that have been released by me as well.
Awesome. Because it's always important for people to know where to get the book. You know, we could talk about how fabulous it is all day long, but if they can't find it, they're going to, of course,
want them
to go to altravispeltzer.com, but if we can take them right there to that book and let them have the opportunity to, first of all, not just this book, but to really see all of the body of work that you've done, that would be great. I want to shift just a little bit to talk about a couple of things. Let's start with your Speakeasy podcast, because I know that that's certainly something that's near and dear to your heart, because it's unscripted, unfiltered, but you really share a lot of really useful tools for people that are looking to continue to either start, let me say that, because some people don't start, and certainly continue to be a successfully paid speaker. Just a couple, because they have to go to the podcast to listen to it all.
Almost definitely.
What are some tips that you can provide to our listeners that are looking at getting into the speaking industry, or if they're there, how to successfully monetize it?
One of the biggest things that people come into the industry thinking that they have to sound like someone else or look like someone else. And I often tell people, no, the best way for you to break out in this industry as a speaker is to be your authentic self. Don't think that you have to sound like Les Brown or Lisa Nichols, because there's already a Les Brown and a Lisa Nichols. There's only one you. And once you tap into the power that's on the inside of you and determine what your unique voice is going to be, then there will be somebody who's looking specifically for your voice. They're looking for what it is that you have to offer. So never think that you're coming into the industry, even though people say it's a crowded market, and they say the same thing about being an author. It's a crowded market. But even though it's a crowded market, there's someone who's looking for your specific words on paper. It's the same way with you being on stage. They're looking for your story. They're looking for your victory. They're looking for your mishaps and trials and error. But they're looking for that from you. And you'll never know who's looking for you until you step up to that first event.
Wow. Awesome. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. I think that it's certainly needed. And these are the things that people that are running into those naysayers, right, that are saying, oh, it's crowded, and all the things that you mentioned. You know, I'm sure that there are lots of our listeners that needed to hear that. What's one thing, Altrice, that you would like to leave our audience with?
So the one thing that I would love to leave the audience with is never give up what your dream is. The journey may change on so many different levels, and it will, simply because you're learning more things, you're talking to more people, you're gaining access to more information. So the journey itself may change, but that doesn't mean that you have to change the destination. One of the things that I was so adamant about doing was helping those who were in my position that I had once been in. And even with this anthology that we're putting out, 10% of the sales goes to an organization that's in either homelessness or domestic violence. Why? Because that was my heart. My heart was always to help those who had been in a situation where I found myself in at one time. And that was my heart. That was what drove me. So guess what? It's going to continue to drive me. Don't think that, you know, you can't do it your own way. You most definitely can, but you got to have that staple thing that drives you. Keep that close to your heart and continue to press forward towards it.
Fabulous, fabulous. Guys, you can follow and connect with Altrice at altricepeltzer.com. Do not forget, you need to go ahead and get a copy of A Stage of Their Own. That is her anthology where she has provided and shared her platform with a lot of other dynamic authors who have decided that they are going to create a movement with their own voice. Also, go over to Facebook. Make sure that you like our Facebook podcast page. Let us know what you think. Give us a review. We always look for feedback. So again, thanks to Altrice Peltzer for being our guest today on Power of Attorney. And from everyone else, have a great day.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3, in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off? All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.